The Valley's housing market is still going strong.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
The first 4 months of 2017 was pretty good for the Valley's housing market. As of the end of April, there were around 7,900 residential units sold in the last 12 months, an increase of 12% over the previous 12 months. As big as this number is, it fades in comparison with the 9,000 plus units sold back in 2005. But then, let's don't forget that the same sales volume crashed to 4,000, less than half, during 2009-2010 period. So while the market is not overextended, it is pretty hot for normal times. The average sales price of a residential unit in the Valley in the last 12 months was around $206,000. For the last 3 years, the average annual increase in the sales price of residential units in the Valley has been close to around 2%. During the Great Recession, housing prices in the Valley dropped by 26%, which is significantly less than areas like Tampa, Florida, where prices dropped by almost 50%. Housing prices have been recovering from those dark days of recession, even in Tampa, where eventually they exceeded their 2005 level in 2016. 11 years to get back where they were. And mind you, this is just in current dollars. If we adjust for inflation, they are still 20% down. In the Valley, while housing prices have increased significantly from the bottom, we are still at some distance from the pre-recessionary prices, which were obviously unsustainable then and don't appear on the horizon even now. One of the reasons that housing prices are going up at its current pace in the Valley is that the inventory of housing sales has dropped significantly. We are not building a lot of new houses. The number of building permits issued in the Valley is now running at less than 50 per month. This indicator was running at above 400 permits per month in 2004-2005 period. Even during the worst of the recession, it only dropped to 100 permits a month. Now it is running at less than 50. Okay, so what is the forecast? Fewer new houses in the market is helping push sales prices higher. However, housing market is very sensitive to mortgage rates since it directly impacts the monthly payment. And mortgage rates have already increased by close to 60 basis points since last October. And analysis of the new budget indicates further increases in mortgage rates are very likely in 2017. So the upward momentum in the housing prices may lose some of its shine in the coming months. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
Past episodes of Economic Pulse are available as a podcast. Go to our website, wdiy.org. Click on Local Public Affairs and WDIY Short Features.